leader!
Order, order.
The year in the House almost always begins with the Prime Minister's statement, a 20-minute speech that sparks a debate that can last all week and into the next. This year, though, when MPs assembled in their debating chamber for the first time in 2014, at 2 this afternoon, the Prime Minister's statement had to wait for an item that always takes precedence, a change in the membership of the House announced by the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I wish to advise the House that I've received a letter from Mike Sabin resigning his seat with effect from Friday, 30 January 2014.
Mr. Sabin's resignation reduces National's caucus from 60 to 59 MPs, led for their third term on the Treasury benches by John Key, who was next to his feet with his opening statement.
Speaker, can I take this opportunity to welcome you and other members back to the House for the parliamentary year, and to remind the House that New Zealand went to the polls on September the 20th, 2014. For the third time, Mr. Speaker, the New Zealand public delivered a clear mandate to this National-led government. And the message was pretty simple. Carry on. Carry on making the country more wealthier. Carry on making this a more vibrant country. Carry on making this a more multicultural, globally connected country. Mr. Speaker, carry on making New Zealand a successful little nation we can all be proud of, Mr. Speaker. That's what they said. And for the third time, the public allowed us to work with our friends at the ACT Party, United Future and the Māori Party, and I want to take this opportunity to thank them for being part of what is strong and stable government has been for the last 6.5 years, Mr. Speaker, and will be for a further 2.5 years for the 9-year period and then beyond, hopefully, in the years ahead.
Mr. Key's opening statement took all but one of his allotted 20 minutes and inevitably failed to impress his Labour rival and opposition leader, Andrew Little.
That was typical of this Prime Minister. Nasty, petty, pettifogging, no direction, nothing to offer. He's had two months on the beaches, and he's come back with nothing more to offer.
Mr. Little followed convention in turning Mr. Key's confidence motion into a boomerang.
Mr. Speaker, I move that all the words after that be deleted and replaced with, "This House expressed no confidence in this National-led government because this is a government that has lost its moral compass, turned a blind eye to the deplorable actions of its MPs."
And there was a reference to one of those MPs that earned Mr. Little a warning from the Speaker.
Their chance to demonstrate that they actually are a party of standards in government, they were confronted with at the end of last year. One of their MPs under a police investigation.
Order.
One of their MPs
order.
Under a police
order.
Investigation.
Order. Order.
The Speaker said no one had sought his permission to bring this up in the chamber.
There was a court case, and we know that all details were suppressed. There was a standing order 115, which if any member thinks I should consider this matter differently, I invite them to use that standing order and write to me. At this stage, no member has done so.
The Speaker invited the opposition leader to continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I understand and appreciate the caution you are expressing. And I make no reference at all, make no comment, beyond the fact that is on the record that an MP was under a police investigation. But here's the point. We had an MP under investigation who was then allowed by this government to chair the parliamentary committee that provides oversight.
Order.
I have given a ruling that I had given considerable consideration to. If the member continues in this vein, I will have no choice but to terminate his speech. And this is a time when this Parliament has a responsibility, a duty, to respect the jurisdiction of a court, and I expect that to occur today.
Again, Mr. Little agreed with the Speaker, but again insisted that he'd gone no further than repeat what was already on the public record.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I absolutely understand the principle of comity between Parliament and other branches of government. That is absolutely crucial. And I have made no reference to any court process. I just want that to be on the record. None whatsoever. But standards of public life are important.
Opposition Leader Andrew Little. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.